El Olav isn't the coming to teach us. El Olav Hokamash Malon. This is the one that's coming to teach us. That Gonav Al Pishnayim. He made it Gneva to Edom Surim. V'tofach Al Piyedechot Oy Al Piyatzmoy. Who the loy mechayiv atzmoy bekerim? Who the Arminan Al Piyatzmoy Dum Yed Al Piyechot? This is the deek we had before from our Mishnah that holds that Moide Beknas V'yachakach Boreide Mechayiv. We had a deek before the Gemara says that the Mishnah says Al Piyedechot and Dum Yed Al Piyatzmoy. That just like Al Piyedechot, Gemara says Ma Al Piyedechot. Ki osi eidechot and starf vadei mechayiv. Just like if you only have one eidechot now that the man is tficha. So you potter. Because one eid can't be mechayiv you. But let's say another eid comes along later and it also says you made a tficha, then you would be chayiv dal vehei. So the Mishnah says al pi eidechot yoni potter, calls the man there's no two eidim. So if so, it says in the Mishnah al pi atzmoi nami. That's that when you yourself admit that you made the tficha, that you potter is also the same halacha. You only potter if no Edom come. But in the case that Tiyosi Edom, but in the case that Edom comes and says you made a tficha, Mechayiv, Mashmi, you would be Chayiv. So this is the case of the Mishnah that's made the Knaz, Yachachach, for Edom, that you potter. Only why? Because first two Edom saw you made the Geneva. So they were Mechayiv with the pay kefil. Later, when you admit that you made the tficha, that's not called 100% Hoidor. Because you're being Moedis, Avada, right now you're Potter. But if Edom come later, you're Chayiv. You know why? Because this Hoidor was not a good Hoidor that you're Mechayiv yourself to pay something. It's Hoidor that you're free completely. You are admitting you made the Tzvicha. Since you admit you made the Tzvicha, you're not Chayiv at all the extra Gimel or days. So therefore, if Edom come later, that's the Deeg of the Mishnah, then you're Chayiv. That the Mishnah makes a Deeg, it says, Al Piyedechot, Dum Yed Al Piyatzmoy. Just like when Eidechot has another raid, then you are chayiv. The same thing, when two Eidim come, you will be chayiv. But only in such a case where first there were two Eidim that you made the Geneva. So your hoidor and the tficha meant nothing. You're not mechayiv yourself at all. But what's going to be? Avol, but it would have been the case that Gona v'tofach ha-mochar al-pi Eidechot. Let's say only one Eidechot said that you made the Geneva and the tficha. Or else in the case that you admit that you did the whole thing, you admit that you made the Geneva. In such a case, the Chayiv Atzmoy be Keren, that by you admitting that you made the Geneva, you have to pay Keren, so that Haidor is Mechayiv you something, and like Bezdin is using that Haidor to be Mechayiv you. If so, then Lo Yamrina, we do not say, Al Piyatzmoy Dum Yad Al Piyedechot. And therefore we'd say in such a case, then, even if Edom come later, still you'll be potter. So again, this is a raya from the Mishnah, like Rav Hamnuna. That when do we say this yisoid of Moedah b'knas, the yachakach b'edim, that you're still potter, only if with that first soidor, you are mechayiv yourself something. For then the svar is, if you're mechayiv yourself, it's like Bezdin used this soidor. Like Bezdin paskin lays the case already. They used your hoidor, and they gave a psak because of your hoidor. So now we don't give another psak later. Even the way them come later, we don't review the case, it's like the case was finished. But if the pshat is your hoidor, just says that you're free. But Bezdin didn't give any psak because of it. Like Bezdin just says, listen, the guy himself is being moidor, we can't be mechayiv, you cannot sapi yourself. So it's not cool like Bezdin gave a psak. So therefore, just like Bezdin, you know, excuse, said, okay, go home now. But later, when Edom come, then Bezdin has the right to paskin, and Bezdin will be chayiv yukenas. So we only say yepoter when if Edom come late, only if first Bezdin made a psak because of Yehoido. So this is a Mishnah arayah to Rav Hamnuna. Now, Braisa, where's the arayah from a Braisa also to Rav Hamnuna? Braisa d'tani, we learn like this. Ro Edom shema mashmashim oboyim, if a ganef that really made a geneva, now saw that he's about to be caught red-handed. He's about to see two Edom come to Bezdin to say that he made a geneva. So then he was either he's smart. He runs to Bezdin first, the ganef, and he says, V'yomar, gonafti, that I made a geneva. I admit that I made a geneva. Avoloi tovachti v'loi macharti. But I do not admit that I made a tficha. I'm only saying I made a geneva. So he's being mechayiv himself right now to pay Karen. So it says here, Einu Mishalim Ela Karen. He only has to pay Karen, that's all. Now, lo molila misni v'yoma ganafti avoloi tovachti v'loi macharti. What do we have to say this is the case? That he admits that he made a geneva. But he says he did not make a tficha mechira. Why is that the case? Nisni, why don't we say like this? Oy gonafti, oy tovati or mecharti. Why don't we say that he admits either one of the two cases? Good, he could admit that he made a geneva. But why do we want to say a second case? a case that Eidim were mechayiv him because he made a geneva. Eidim were mechayiv him to pay kefil. But now for the Tzvicha the Mechira, he's the one that's being moider on the Tzvicha Mechira. How come the Braisa only says that he's moider on the geneva? Why don't we learn the same case that he's moider on the Tzvicha the Mechira? Ela from here, it's a proof, Hakamashmalon. That time, why do we say here when he's made these potter, even if Adam come later, only the Yom HaGanavti? Because his first Hoidah, when he's admitting that he was a Ganif, the Chayiv Atzma B'Keren. He had called upon him was Mechayiv himself something. Because of that first Hoidah, he has to pay Keren. That's the case that he has made not his potter, even if Adam come later. The potter. Then he's potter, even if Adam come later. Avolo Yom HaGanavti, but if he does not first say Ganavti, he only says Tzvicha Mechira, or Bo Eidim Sheganav, and then Eidim knows he didn't say Ganavti. So first Eidim comes and says he made a Ganeva. So he's chayav to pay Kefil. Because of the Yom HaTfachti Mecharti, now he says what Tzvicha Mechira, he's moida to Tzvicha Mechira. So he's moida to something that makes him free completely. Now, Ubo Eidim, now if Eidim would come, Shetofach HaMochar, Deloi Mechayiv Atzma B'Keren, that his Hoidor was not Mechayiv in anything, is a so, Chayiv, then the Eidim would be Mechayiv to pay the Dal V'Hei. Alma, what do we see? Hoidor de Tzficha Lav Hoidohi. That the Hoidor that admits that he made a Tzficha means nothing. It means nothing of other right now when he admits it, Bezin is not Mechayiv him. We can't be Mechayiv him al Pi Atzmai. But I call upon him when Adam come later to tell us that he made the Tzvicha, Havad will have to pay the Dal V'Hei. So we're going to say this. Amri, I'll tell you like this. Amri Lohi, maybe not like that. Well, Amri Hoido, the Tzvicha, Lav Hoidohi. Amri Lohi. Tzvicha says, no, Amri Lohi, maybe no. But he Gufa Kamashman, this Gufa wasn't teach us. Then maybe, Dechiv on Diyoma Gonafti, since he himself says Gonafti, Afagav Diyoma Loi Tufachti. Even though the Ganef himself now says no, he did not make a Tzvicha. V'loi mocharti, ubo edim shetofach umocha potter. Maybe that's the Chiddush Debraisa wants to teach us over here. That in the case where he first admitted that he made the Geneva. So it comes down, when he admits it, he has to only pay Keren right now and not Kefil. From Kefil he's potter. So the Chiddush is, even though he does not admit that he made the Tzvicha, but later Edom comes and says, yes, you made the Tzvicha Mechira, still you're potter. Your potter for paying the Dal V'Hei. This is a big Kiddush. My time, what's the reason? There's no Hoidor for this. There's only two Eidim that he made a Tzvicha now. So why doesn't he have to pay the extra Gimel or Dalid? The Teretz is, Tashlume Yabo B'chamisha Merachmona V'loy Tashlume Yabo. It's only five and not four. It should be to my time with Tashlume Chamisha Merachmona V'loy Tashlume Yabo. You only have to pay five. In other words, there has to be the Chiyuv Kefil involved. Any time that you're potter from paying the kefil, like here, you were the one that admitted that you made the geneva, so therefore the first kefil, the first kenash, you don't have to pay. So even though Adam later wanted to be mechayiv for a tzvich, another three, but three and one is only four. The Torah said there's only chiv to pay five for sure, and not four. Therefore you're potter. V'loy tashlum eshloisha. And if it's a seh, you don't have to pay three, only four. So maybe that's the chiddush of this braisa. So therefore, from this braisa, there would not be a clear raya to say that moedu b'knas, where your hoidor does not be mechayiv at all, to say that when Adam kolad you be mechayiv, you won't have a clear proof from here. The other Gemara says lemik tanoi. Let's say there's an achlag tanoim over here. Lemik tanoi. It says hoyushna yimidim shegonaf. Two Adim say that Ruve made a geneva. Voyushna yimidim oisoi shetofach amochar. And another two Eidim came and said that this Reuven, after the Geneva, he made a Tzvicha Mechira. They saw him take that shor and make a Tzvicha. They saw him sell it. So now, Chura, we have two Eidim saying he made a Geneva and a Tzvicha. He'll have to pay Dal V'Hei. But the story was, Huzmu Eidim Geneva. Later now a third peer of Eidim come and said to the first peer of Eidim that said on Geneva, Imonu Ho'isem, you were with us someplace else, you couldn't have seen the Geneva. So Lachar is, Eidish Shabbatla, Mikzasa Batla Kulam, that the whole Eidish is Batla. The first Eidish Geneva for sure was Batla, but now the Chiddush is even the Eidish Tzvicha is also Batla, because the Eidish Tzvicha only helped if he made a Geneva. But now that we do not know if he made a Geneva or not, it could be that Yisur make a Tzvicha was on his old shore, his own shore. So therefore, those things is Batla. In such a case, Poshid, the first Eidim, will have to pay Kefil to the Yaganath. What about Huzmu Eidet Tvicha. Let's say they made Hazomo to the Eidet Tvicha, and the third Pir of Eidim came and said to the second Pir of Eidim, how could you say Yisur make a Tvicha, you with us someplace else? So then the halacha is, Hu Mishantashtu Mekeful. The Ganif, like the first Eidet, is still good. We still have the first Eidim here that the Ganif made a Ganeva, so the Ganif has to pay Keful. But the second Pir of Eidim, Mishalom Tashlum Eishloisha, they have to pay the extra three, because that's what they wanted to add on to the Ganif. Up until now, the Ganif only made a Ganeva. He has to pay Kefil. Because of the second Eidim that said he made a Tficha, you want him to have to pay five, if it was a Shorah. So you want him to have to pay three more. So now that we caught you to be Zaynimim, we make you pay this extra three back to the Ganif. Yeah. Alright, turn over. Then the Gemara says, Mishum Sumchas Amru, in the name of Sumchas they say, that Hein Mishalmim Tashlumei Kefil. For who Mishalm Tashlumei Shloisha? Lepar, Ushnaim Liyayim. That Sumchas says just the opposite. That Sumchas says, Hein means the Edim, they have to pay Kefil. For who the Ganef has to pay Shloisha Lepar, Ushnaim Liyayim. So the question is now, what case are we going on? Ahai Koi Sumchas. Which case is Sumchas going on? How could you have this? What is Sumchas talking about to say that they have to pay the Kefil and the Ganav has to pay the Gimel? It doesn't make any sense. Samura says, Ilay ma reishif is going on the ratio. Less plain the Sumchas, doesn't Sumchas admit that once we made Hazam on the Eidi Ganeva, that Eidi Shebotla Mitzasla Botla Kula, that automatically the second Eidi, so the Tzvich is Botla. And there's no Hazomer on that. So who has to pay Gimel Vadalit here? There's no Gimel Vadalit, there's no Gimel. It's only a Shalom Kefil, that's all. So how does Sumchas come in to say he has to pay the extra three? The Yelo HaSeifer. It's going on the Seifer. Then the Seifer, that we were first made Hazom on the Eidit Tzvicha. So where's the Kashyav? That was the case. Again, first two Eidim said Reuven made a Geneva. And then two Eidim said he also made a Tzvicha Mechira. And now a third pair of Eidim was Mazim, the second Eidim that said on the Tzvicha, no, Imanu HaYisem, you couldn't have seen it. So if so, what comes out right now was the first Eidim are still telling the truth, that this Reuven made a Geneva. So the Chura, Shapa Kamri Rabbonin. The Rabbonin say, very good. Who, Misham Deshtuni Kefil? The Ganav still has to pay Kefil, because the first two Eidim are still kosher. We have two Eidim that he made the Geneva. So he has to pay Kefil. The Haim, but the second pair of Eidim that were caught to be Zaymimim, Misham Tashlum Mishloisha, they have to pay the extra three, because they wanted, by then saying Tficha falsely, they wanted the Ganav to have to pay another three for the Shor. So it's very good that the Kasha Zaymim is, they have to pay the extra three. So that's good, the Rabbonin. How could Sumchas say the opposite way around? That the Ganav paid the extra three, and the Eidim paid the Kefil. Where is Sumchas talking about? El or rather, it has to be like this. I'll tell you, Sumchas is going on. Milsach Ritik Venayu. There's another thing here that's machlokes between them. Kagurin, the case is like this. Do you also they trade two Eidim first came Amri, they said Amri Lay, Gunafta. First two Eidim said and they said he stole. Do you also betray Amri Lay, Gunafta? Two Eidim come and say, we saw you Reuven stealing. Oh Malhu, so Reuven says back in Gunafti Vatavati Macharti. That Reuven admits, yes. You caught me, I made a Geneva, but he admits right away that he also made a Tzvicha Mechira. Miyu, but Reuven says the Ganif, Loibif Nechem Ganafti. I didn't make the Geneva in front of you though. That's what he said, it wasn't in front of you. Now, V'yaisi Sadi V'yazminu. And now Edim came and we were mazing the first pair of Edim. So it comes out like this, to Loibi Apayu Ganif. He did not steal in front of those two Edim. Now, so far, we don't have Edom on the Geneva. It's only his own Hoidor that he has to pay the Chur the Karen only. Now, V'yaisi Balabayis Sadi, V'yasidu Bei the Gonaf, V'tofach U'mochar. But the Balabos, the owner of the Shor, comes and brings another pair of Edom here. He brings another pair of Edom that say, we take this sword, this Ganif, make the Geneva, and the Tficha. So therefore, it's like this now. We have two Edom saying this Ganif has to take Dalav Hei. Because there are two Eidim now saying that this Ganef made a Geneva with a Tzvicha Mechira. So the first two Eidim came and said, what, Ganafti? But on that we caught them to be Eidim Zemimim. So it's like this. But over Hoido Tzvicha Kemiflagi. So Machlokes says now, this first Ganef, when the first pair of Eidim came and said Ganafto, he said, I made a Geneva with a Tzvicha Mechira. So it comes out he right away was moided to the tficha mechira also. So the question is that haidor called the good haidor? Because now the case is another pair of Eidim come later the Malabos brings that he taka made it to the neighbor tficha mechira. So the question is, does he have to pay the dal of hay or not? One side is no, because the ganef himself first was moider. When the first Eidim said gunafto, the ganef said, yes, I admit that I made a ganeva and a tficha mechira. So the first ganef was moider to the tficha mechira before Eidim said about the tficha mechira. So maybe you should be potlu Eidim on the tficha. That's the shayla. The Rabbon and Tzavri, even though what happened here? First, Eidim said to this Ganef, you stole. Now the Ganef says, yes, I admit that I stole. So the Hoidor to the Ganeva doesn't mean anything. Because I've added the Eidim to say he stole, that's not called the good Hoidor. But Hoidor to Tzvich Hoidohi, the Rabbon and say, but now that the Ganef went further on his own, and said, I admit that I made a tficha mechira, that's called a good haidor. And therefore a potter. Therefore, that haidor is potter. Even though later we have two edim that he's really made a tficha mechira, still he'll be potter on that, because that's called a good haidor. The sumcha sabano, sumcha sounds like this. Kivon do haidor di geneva. Mach mesedim udakom haidor. That the case was first two edim said, you made a geneva. So right away the Ganef admitted it. That haidor on the geneva is not called a good haidor, because first Eitim said you made the geneva. So therefore, Simchas holds, therefore the tficha lav haidor, that when he went further the ganef and said, not only did I steal it, but I also made a tficha mechira, that's not called a good haidor, because that was haidor machmas the first Eitim. So Simchas considers as if the ganef did not make any haidor for the tficha the mechira. Therefore, it's like this the case. The first two Eidim now that have it, then Eidim Zimim on them, they have to pay kefil. They wanted to make this Ganef pay kefil, and it's a sheker what they said. They caught them to be Yimonu Hayisim, so they have to pay kefil. But for who, the Ganef himself is very good, Mishalm Shloshel Apar Ushnayim Liyayil. But the Ganef himself has to pay the extra three, or two. Because Lamaisa later there are two Eidim that he taken made a Tzvicha Mechira. So really this Ganef has a chiyah to pay, like Dal Vehei. Just since the first two Eidim were caught in Bizemimim, they have to pay the Kefil. So the Kefil really goes to the Ganef. So instead of the Ganef paying the Kefil to the Balabos, the Ganef has the right to say to the Balabos, take it from the first two Eidim. The first two Eidim that was Zemimim, they have to pay Kefil. But the Ganef Lamaisa did make a Ganef in a Tzvicha Mechira. And Sumchas holds the Haidor that the Ganef first said that he made a Tzvicha Mechira is not called a good Haidor. Because that Haidor was also because of the first Eidim. That's what Sumchas is talking about. That is the case that the Ganef himself has to pay the extra three. Just the case for the first two, that the first Eidim Zimimim have to pay. So that's this Milsachriti, B'Neim, if that's called a good Haidor on the Tzvicha or not. Omer Rav Acha, Brei de Ravika Loi. No, that's not the pshat over here. I'll tell you the kuli yalmo haidor de tficha lav haidohi. It could be even the rabbanon admit in this svara that first tficha means nothing. Now the meister, since the edim first came to him and said you made a geneva, now when he opens his mouth and says I admit, that's not called a good admitting, because you're admitting to the edim. It could be everybody agrees that the haidor to the tficha is not called a good haidor. Elo, what's the machlokes over here? The edim shiato yochul yazim kamiflagi. So then it's like this then. What happened here? There was really no haidor to the tficha in the mechira. Since so, Taka Kashya, when the two Eidim come later, the Balabas's Eidim, and say that this Ganef made a Ganeva to tficha mechira, why doesn't he have to pay Dal Vahedin? Lechura, there's no haidor for that, so what's shot in the Rabbonin? Why did the Rabbonin say that you pot from Dal Vahed? What's the machlekis? So Mara says like this, could go in the cases like this. So the machlekis is now about Eidish Yat Yachl Yazima. If Eidus is good, in a case where we can't give them the punishment of Kashas Omam. Kagoin, what's the case? The Yossi Sadi, first two Eidim came, the Amrin, they said, the Amrulay, Gunafta. Two Eidim came to this Reuven and said, listen, we know that you made a Gneva. The Yomalu, and the Ganav answered back, yes, I admit, Gunafti, Vosafasti, Yomacharti. I admit that I did all three. And again, this Haidor is not called a good Haidor, because it was in front of Eidim. Niyu, but you should know the Ganef is saying, Loi b'fneichem gunafti, I did not steal in front of you, Ela b'fnei ploini ploini. And now the IC sadev yasminu, Taka two Eidim came and made the first Eidim zimimim. The Loi b'yapaya gunaf, that Taka this Ganef did not steal in front of them. But the also ploini ploini, the yasidubdei, the gunaf atofchum ochar. But a different pair of Eidim came and said, yes, we were there, we saw the way this Ganef made a Geneva tficha mechira. Now this is the machlekis. is the second pair of Edom called good Edom or not? Havokim Iflagi. The Rabbonin Savri Hevilo Edis Shiat Yochli Yazima. The second pair of Edom are called Edis Shiat Yochli Yazima. For Chol Edis Shiat Yochli Yazima Lohevi Edis. They're not called good Edis, the second Edis. Because they're not called Yochazima, because the case here is that the Ganef first admitted. The Ganef, what happened there? First, two Edom said to the Ganef, you made a Geneva. The Ganef answered back, I admit I made a Geneva to Vicha Mechira, but it wasn't in front of you two Edom, it was in front of a different pair of Edom. Now, since the Ganef himself was admitting that he stole in front of those two Edom, now when those two Edom come and say Edis, they're like not afraid to say Edis. They're called Edis Shiat Yochli Avimim. We can't be Mekam Kasha Zomim to them, because they can never be caught wrong. Because the Baal Dover himself, the Ganef himself, admits that he stole in front of them. So maybe that's not called good Edis. Edis is only, we believe them, if we have like to counteract them, that we think that they're afraid to lie. Because Edim know if they're going to lie, they'll be caught to be Zomim and they'll have to pay the money themselves. That's the reason why we believe Edim. Because Edim are afraid to lie, because maybe they'll be caught to be Zomim. But in this case, the Edom are not afraid to be caught to Zomimim. Because the Edom know the Baal Dover himself admits to what they're saying. So that's the Machlokes, is that called good Edos or not? Rabbon and Savri, have you lo Edos, the second pair of Edom, are Edos Shiat Yochel Yazima. You can't make a Kasha Zomim to them. Because the Baal Dover, the Ganef himself admits to what they're saying. Therefore, for Chol Edos Shiat Yochel Yazima lo Yavi Edos, that's not called a good Edos. Because we're afraid that maybe the Edom are lying. We don't have this counteract to say that for sure they're not lying. V'sum chasava no. Edis shiat yochli yazim hevi edis. It's still called good edis. So maybe that's the machlokes here between sumchas and the rabbonim. For the gemara ayvo kaimelon, we hold that the edis shiat yochli yazim lo hevi edis. I would take a hold against what's John sumchas. How could he disagree what we always hold that's not called good edis? So I'll tell Yahani Mili, sumchas also agrees to that shot. But that's only Hechad Alayadi B'Ezer Yoim, if the Edom don't know exactly which day it took place, or else B'Ezer sure what hour. The Lekli Edis Klau, that's not called Good Edom at all, if they don't know what hour it took place. Avol Hocha, see you Hodukum Sayayalei, but here the Edom saying exactly, we know what happened this and this in place, this and this hour. Just that the Ganef himself is helping him along, here's some souls, that's not a problem in Edis Shiat Yochle Azimu. So, Mama, what we just say, that Hein Mishalm Dashlumi Kefil, they have to pay the Kefil. Midukom Moido, the Gonav, Karen Boy Shlumi. Since the Ganef himself admitted, look where he has to pay Kefil. So what do you mean they have to pay Kefil? Yeah, he has to pay Karen. So what do you mean the Edom Zimimim have to pay Kefil? Omer Yabaloza Mishmei Derav,